Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We're not cutting out shit. That's it. We're done cutting. This is unfiltered.
This is unfiltered. Bitch. Oh, yeah. Someone sent an email and goes, maybe you guys could just talk some shit. It's unfiltered after all.
I don't care. Well, let's do it. I got a lot of shit to talk about. We could start off with...
We could start off with the intro, baby. It's coffee time, baby.
Cheers. All right, guys, welcome back to our podcast. This is Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I'm your other host, Heath.
Hey, and we're
Matt and Mariah.
Yeah. We got to give them a shout out. Yeah, and
we never bring them in. They're kind of just like sitting back
and
there.
And we got Matt and Mariah here, too. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
How you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, we're having a great time.
Guys, sorry. No. You go. No, go. It's
no,
your
I was,
fucking
I was gonna
show.
Say, I was just going to say, I'm sorry for the last episode and...
Yo, that was a rollercoaster.
Wow. I don't remember it. I don't remember
what we talked about. So if we do bring up things that we talked about in the last podcast, we apologize.
I refuse to watch it.
We don't know. I'm too scared to listen to or watch it.
I've been tagged in a couple snippets, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Literally don't remember anything.
Yeah, it's a good podcast, too. I know, like, Mariah was fucking crying. We had Matt being white. And Heath and I were just black. I was definitely blacked out.
I can't believe, like, that's the scariest thing is drinking with a mission to get fucked up.
Yeah. Mariah had the same mission too because she was fucking.
Yes, I did.
Yes, we did force it down her throat to be completely.
Mariah, dense. you're not drunk enough yet.
Yeah. did we?
My dad watches this. He's like, just three men forcing alcohol down my throat.
Sounds like the Hype House.
She had.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't fucking know their lives. I don't know what they're doing. They're probably drinking. Who knows? Them crazy Hype House kids.
Them kids reckless.
Did I tell you? I met Charlie.
Yep, we said
we already talked about that.
Last podcast.
We did.
I saw really that nice highlight.
Oh God! All right. Well, let's
move on. Charlie is. The dancer, the main one. Is she the main one?
Yeah,
how
she's really
it?
Good too. I feel like she doesn't show
it.
Off.
Matt,
her.
This
is
all last episode.
Oh, we really did this. Yes. Yo, guys,
no, I thought you said to cut it out. We didn't talk
all
about it.
All my hard work and you don't watch the podcast.
Oh my God.
Oh, shoot.
I can literally edit it any way I want.
I'm sorry.
Okay, look. Our voice is a little gone. Heath and I
had a day.
We had a week. We've been on a bender for 4 days, but you know what? It's fine because the girlies also had their bender.
They're on the little bachelorette party doing their thing too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So when the girls are out to play.
When the girls are away, the boys are out to play.
Oh, right.
That's the way you say it. Mariah, Aaron, and Carly all went to Utah for Aaron's bachelorette party because she's getting married, our friend Aaron. How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah. It was so fun.
It looked really cool.
I love Utah. It was really fun.
Was that
fun.
Your first time in Utah?
Yeah. Oh, it was lovely. Really fun. Zane's drunk ass texted us and was like, I'm so happy you guys are there. I love you guys.
He was happy you guys are there. So all the boys were together. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I'm so happy you're there.
That's pretty much the only
reason
why I
said that. Stay a couple extra days if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy it. Treat yourself. You deserve it, girl.
Yeah. Heath and I were just on a bender. And then we woke up. What was it? Sunday. We're like, you know what? Let's just go out during the day because then we'll stop ourselves halfway through. And we're like, hey, let's go home.
We were like, let's go get breakfast. Oh, this sounds terrible. Let's go get breakfast, have a couple mimosas, and just I don't know. Enjoy
we'll,
our morning.
We'll be done by like 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Let's hit the sack, go home, and get some rest.
I love how they think they have self-control.
And right? By 3 p.m., we're like, wow, we have all day. It's only 3 p.m.
Oh, but let me tell you, we worked those bottomless mimosas. We about shut them out of business.
There were $10 mimosa, $10 bottomless mimosas. Let's just say each cup was like about 60 cents with the amount that we drank.
It was
very
not even.
Very, but close.
I tried to make it sound like we drank a lot, but that's not even a
lot. That's like 12?
Yeah, no, we definitely had more than that. No,
there was multiple. And
it was about 10 cents. 10 cents a cup then. My bad.
No, that's less.
Jesus, Zane.
Sorry,
he's
guys.
Still drunk.
I ate a lot of popcorn.
No, I love the last episode for these people is just us getting drunk, and this episode is just you guys talking about the last time
it's the hangover, guys. We're 30 years old now. We have like 2.5 day hangover, so give us a break.
It's crazy. I remember when we first moved out here, hearing people talk about their hangovers, I was like, I don't get it. Like, what do you mean you feel awful the next day and you can't function? Like, a hangover didn't make sense to me. I was like, I've never felt that. Boy,
we drink every day, wake up, well, wow, refreshed, no hangover. This is great. We're gonna have a great life,
dude. It literally lasts 2 days for me now.
Yeah.
The next day I'm just like,
I've never had a hangover.
Done.
Yeah, you know what, I don't get them that much. I probably get one or two a year.
The second day, well, I'm just like foggy.
You don't drink liquor, you drink like just beer.
Yeah,
which is bad for your stomach, you know. But, you get that beer.
But he's skinnier than both of us.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy how that works, huh? Yeah,
and that's on metabolism.
Oh, that was really cute.
No, there's
and that's on metabolism.
He always brings up his metabolism. We had like just a really wild weekend. We ate like shit, and then he'll wake up and like eat like Burger King or something. I'm like, Matt, you're eating Burger King right now? That's gross. And he'll just be like, sweetheart, I can eat whatever I want. I have a fast metabolism.
Oh my god.
It's true though. It's Mariah eats ice cream and cheese and just shit all day.
And that's another metabolism. Wait, hold on. I want to know more about Aaron's bachelorette party. So you guys get into Utah. I noticed you didn't immediately just head to the snow. You guys went to one of the coolest pit stops.
Yes, please. We made a pit stop. So we landed and we left the airport and we made a pit stop to East High from High School Musical.
What?
Oh, it was so.
I wish I watched it so I could be excited with you guys.
I had no idea where that school was all my life, by the way. So as soon when I saw you guys there, I was like, Didn't even know it was there.
Aaron looked up the address because she knew it was in Utah, and it said 6-minute drive, and she was like, we're going.
They had like the banner outside of it. It's straight out of the movie.
Okay, so they have tours every day. Like, they still have, they have like props from it. Like, it's a real high school. So when we got there, school was being let out. So the kids were already out. The cheerleaders were walking out, and they were like, asking for pictures and stuff. They're like, hey, like, what are you
doing? They recognized you guys.
They recognized us, yeah. So they were excited, and we were like, you can have a picture if you can let us inside. Like, we were joking, and they were like, the door's always open. Just go to the left door. So we just walked in the school.
That is not safe.
Yeah, Utah, in general.
It's East High, baby. Yeah. I don't care. It's the set of High School Musical.
Utah, in general, had no supervision. There was no rules. It was, like, free for all. So we walked through the doors and just... the entire school, like, it was
and
literally,
they were just like, Wildcats in the house. Everybody scream and shout.
It was crazy. And the thing is, like, we were talking to the kids and they weren't as excited. And then it hit me. I was like, they were born when that movie came out, so they don't care.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like before their time. So
Do you think they get annoyed though that like these tours come and that people freak out about the school?
I don't think they care.
Like,
get over it. It's not.
They were excited to show us around. Like, they showed us Sharpay's locker. They showed it. Yeah, like, it was like,
this was after hours.
This is after.
No
hours.
One ever was like, IDs, ladies.
All the kids were running around screaming because Carly and Aaron were there.
Oh,
and there was
wow.
no super, like, not a teacher in sight. It was right.
That's
like
crazy.
And it was a school day.
It was a school day. It was like 30 minutes after they
got
let out.
Is there a gift shop? Did you get me anything?
That school is thriving. That was the best thing to have.
They're milking that shit out.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
It was real. It was like one of the most surreal moments of my life. It was crazy.
Wow.
Okay.
It looks exactly the same.
High School Musical.
That's so awesome you got to go inside of it. I remember one I went to the Breaking Bad house, and these people just like gave us a bad look, and we like went the other direction.
Oh, that's cool. School like encouraged it.
We went to the American Horror Story. Story. That was really cool to see that in person. And there's an old guy that lives there. He's so pissed. He hates people driving because he knows he's standing at that window all day, just like. We're just waiting for someone to like cross the sidewalk.
There's
like,
more
get
people
off my lawn!
Taking pictures in front of it.
Yeah,
honestly,
I
would sell it if you don't like it. Like, I obviously understand if like somebody like important lives somewhere, you don't go to the house just because that person lives there. Yeah. But if your house was like a famous TV location,
yeah.
Oh my God, guys, we preach on not going to people's houses and. Oh, that's
I know. No,
but
it's
different. No,
oh,
I know.
We went here and here and here.
It depends. Like if it's causing traffic around or something.
That's
like
true.
That. I would understand.
Have you been to the Brady Bunch house?
Yes. It's yes. So my manager lives right by it.
Oh, really?
Right
that's
by
cool.
it.
Didn't,
it's really
didn't
cool.
they just do something where they just redid
they
it?
They renovated the inside of the house to look like the set. So the
no
out, the
way.
Exterior of the house that's in the show, the interior is obviously a set.
Wow.
So they took that house, somebody bought it, and they renovated the whole thing, and they're doing like a
oh, reunion. That's what it was. One of the guys from NSYNC bought it, and then
really
somebody else bought it off of him, or something happened where he got the house, and then lost the house because they wanted to renovate it and do something, and he was like really pissed apparently.
Interesting.
My dumbass always thought the set was always matched with the outside of the house. Like I thought it was
sometimes,
filmed in the same location.
Sometimes.
Rarely.
I mean, if it's a sitcom, like a TV sitcom like, where it's done in front of a live studio audience, usually there's no way they can fit everyone inside the house.
I thought Drake and Bell was the same fucking house, my dumbass.
Drake and Bell.
The inside was the house.
Let him have it. Don't bring it up.
This is when I was 10 years old. Give me a break. Zane,
you said Drake and Bell.
Drake and Josh.
Josh and Peck.
You know what always used to blow my mind is when they would be filming in like a house and the camera would go through a wall. Like you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
I didn't know sets were like
that blew my mind. I used to also think that they were running in live time.
Anytime somebody was on TV, they were simultaneously shooting. It was like a sports game. Like,
and I remember being like, how are wait, he was on this other channel like 20 minutes ago. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I know something stupider than that. I thought it was real life. I didn't think it was a sketch show. I thought it was real life. Oh, my God. Drake and Josh live in this house. And these are their parents.
I mean, I also used to think people peed different colors when I was younger, too. So,
Why?
People pee different colors.
Yeah.
Well, who told you that?
I don't know. I just
thought I got
yellow.
I may have said this before, but like I always thought like pad commercials, like if you saw like a pad, like commercials, there was like blue liquid like on them for like feminine products.
Right.
I always thought girls like peed blue like a little bit. Like just like kind of leaked
that might
throughout
have been
the
why.
Day. Little blue liquid.
Oh, she inked.
I know, but the commercials, it's always blue liquid that goes on like a pad.
Oh, my God.
Because it can't show red because it would be way too aggressive.
I think maybe being younger, I heard about like a period or something like red, and I was just like.
You don't have to
wait. Oh, yeah. No. I thought it was like
heebie-jeebie.
I know. That's what I thought, too. That's what they made it seem like. Like back when you were in like fucking elementary school, that was like a bad word.
Bad word. I have
got your
beer. I have one more story about the bachelorette party, just something interesting. So we were at this bar and they ordered shots. Erin took the shot. There's a video of it. I'll get it from her. But she takes the shot and then she goes like this and pulls out a piece of glass.
What?
She thought it was ice.
Shit.
So she started sucking on it like it was ice and she realized it was glass. So she spit it out. It was really, really big.
That literally could have killed her.
Yeah, she could have like swallowed. It was big enough where like if she swallowed it, like cut. That's it. So TJ called over like a manager or whatever. They explained the situation. The manager was just like, I'm so sorry, like apologizing for it. And they were like, we'll see what we can do. Like obviously don't have her pay for the shots. Like, but they came back with a gift card.
Are you kidding me?
So TJ was like, are you kidding? He was like, okay, so then they gave him the check. He was like, can we have the check, please, and just close out? And he just gave them the gift card back to pay for the
shit.
Like, what?
That's awful.
It was so bizarre.
Oh, man. That's like I'd be so. If that was my place, I'd be so fucking scared that you could end a restaurant like that with like a glass and food like that.
I'm telling you, Utah is on some other level. They're just
They're not used to it. Hardly anybody drinks out there, so they're probably just sorry, didn't know there was glass in that.
Remember when I tried to pour you guys shots and I found a jewel pod in the shop?
Yeah, you did.
What the drunk episode? I was making shots for everybody, and one of the shot glasses had a jewel pod down in the bottom of it, and I was like,
that'd be ironic, huh? We die from a jewel pod.
Just getting an X-ray done, and you just see a little jewel pod floating in your chest.
And when shit like that happens, to like when I experience shit like that, I never want to cause problems. Like if I don't like my food, I always pay for my next plate. Like if I don't like something, I'll get something else, and I always pay for both. Like I don't want to. The last thing I want to do is cause any like just inconvenience on the restaurant's end. So like something like that, I would just be like, no, it's fine, it's my fault. Somehow it's my fault.
I broke somebody else's glass and threw it in here.
Exactly. Yeah. I would always spin it around because I feel bad for some reason. Like I never want to. Like,
that literally could have killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Imagine she dies on really Bachelorette weekend.
Oh God.
And then we wouldn't be able to go to a wedding. Oh God. What would we do?
Did you get crazy though? Did you?
Hey.
No, because I had edited the podcast. No, I drank one night. It was really fun. I just had like espresso martinis. That's all I was drinking. And then the last night we had, so the boys were on their bachelor party and the girls of the bachelorette. And then
that's
all
cool.
Came
I've never seen that before where they like it do cool. it at the same spot. And then
the boys
up.
Did their own thing. We did our own thing. And
they
then
don't trust
the,
each other.
Yeah. And then at the end of the weekend, we all hung out in one of our cabins and everyone was drinking and I just like went upstairs with a laptop and edited. And I came down to do some TikToks and do some karaoke and then I went back up and edited.
Aw, so no male strippers, no strippers
on the guy. I was gonna ask.
That's usually how bachelors like in bachelorette.
I feel like that's the way they make it seem, but I don't know anybody that has ever done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they only show that in movies.
I think so.
Damn it. Okay. Well,
it's a thing, but like Aaron
I feel
like
that would ruin it. Like I'd be pissed, I feel like.
No, I mean, I think that's just tradition. I think that's just like
it's like your last night.
Have your last like adult.
It's usually like a joke.
I mean, you're not fucking anybody.
No, but a lot of people like the guys thing. Like everybody talks about like getting laid on like a bachelor party.
No.
It's the last single night.
It is supposed to be for jokes and laughs. I mean, I think that's the whole point of it. You're not supposed to cheat on your fucking fiance that night. Like it's,
I bet people have.
I mean, I'm sure people have. Oh,
but
yeah.
Aaron's personality, she was so happy to go to East High. She was like, this is my big surprise. This is it. That's she didn't want anything else.
Aaron would be the stripper for the bachelor.
Oh my God.
100% would do that as a joke. Like,
oh my
like,
God.
Like, as they're like, the boys are having fun, you just come out out of nowhere.
Did somebody order a whatever?
That's so funny.
Oh, that's so funny. That's some shit Aaron would do, though.
Oh, man. Fuck. That's too so good. So it was a good time. It was a success.
It was amazing. That was a really fun trip.
Well, did you know your boyfriend tried to jump off a Starbucks building?
I didn't try. I had to find out through the grapevine, but I found out.
A Starbucks building?
Yeah.
When was this?
Classy.
You know, next to our blackout bar.
And he was up there. He was like, somebody catch me. I was like, Heath, don't do it. He's like, I'm going to do it. I'm like, Heath, my elbow. Remember? Don't do it. You're going to regret it. He's like, I'm going to do it. And so we had Tyler. He's just a big dude. Just a big dude. He had like two of his friends. They were also like big. They're just athletes.
Yeah,
I think.
They're just.
And I was like, you got to catch him, please. Like he's gonna jump. Whether you fucking catch him or not, he's gonna jump.
David and Mariah right now. We're just like
David was filming. That was like the main reason
why.
So David's camera was out. So
he just wanted the bit.
And he did it. He jumped. And
I
they
can't
caught him.
Oh, wait,
but I was the only one that fell. I hurt myself a little bit, but babe, I was.
Wait, you fell that night too?
I fell because you jumped. Oh, so I tried to catch you and I fell.
This wasn't set up very well. How did
what
you
mean
get
it was set
on
up?
Top of this? The story
okay,
starts like he jumped off of Starbucks. So
there's a ladder on the side that has like a gate over the bottom of the ladder, and I jumped up and caught above, so I could grab one of like the
and
steps.
You were going up for and the goal to jump up. Off or just for fun?
I don't know. I think we were just.
We'll send a picture. We'll send a picture. Here, you're watching. We'll send a picture of what the building looked like. We'll get a picture. I'll have the chef send us a picture.
And you jumped off the Starbucks.
And I was hanging on it. And
oh my gosh,
look out below.
We get silly.
I don't know why. I just get reckless and I don't care. Like right now, if you couldn't pay me $100 to go jump off that thing. Like I'd be like, hell no, that's scary.
Would you do it again?
If I was wasted.
Oh man.
Oh, it's
I don't
fun.
Know. I like to do bad stuff with my friends.
Baby, I mean that's like half our job though, you know? We like to just do crazy things like that. Give us a break, you know, like
And yeah. David is so good at egging on.
He is. He's very, very manipulative.
No, you're just bad at peer pressure. You give in so fast. You're like, okay.
Yo, we literally force-fed you alcohol and you took it. Remember that?
I remember that. I didn't want to get fired. This wasn't my job. Yeah,
I don't know. I just maybe I'm going through a midlife crisis and I'm trying to prove myself that I could still do these things. I don't know.
I think you still could do it. You know, I believe in you.
I think
do it. Zane goes... Do it again without anybody underneath you.
All right, so last week we talked about how I have a million doppelgangers, and I found another one yesterday which looked more like me than I feel like any doppelganger I've ever seen. And he was wearing an emo night hat, the same color and everything. So at one point, Matt was just like, Zane, I think that's you. And I'm like, no, Matt, it's not. Look at his nose.
It looks just like you.
And he's like, dude, no, I think someone is face-tuning their face a little bit. Just
yes. When he woke up this morning and showed me that one, I was like, okay, chill out. This is you. Someone's messing with you because it looks identical to him.
What's crazy is like he'll show these pictures. Like I'll just come across them and – I don't think, wow, that looks like Zane. I see it as Zane.
Yes, me too.
And then he'll be like...
I'm like, okay, Zane, like...
And then he'll tell me it's a doppelganger. I'll be like, wait, what? And then I'll go back and I'll be like, oh, wow, yeah, it is a little different.
Yeah.
And so since this guy had on an emo night hat, I was like, we're going to find this guy for sure.
Please tell me
you found him. This is going to be an easy find.
So I told Aaron... I was like, Aaron, like tell TJ to share on Emo Night on the Emo Nights page.
TJ runs Emo Night.
Yeah, TJ, that's Aaron's fiance. He runs Emo Night. He owns Emo Night. So he shared it on his page, and then what was it like 20 minutes later? Someone that was friends with him saw that post, told him, and then he ended up reaching out to TJ.
Did you find you have his Instagram?
Up. We have his Instagram.
We found his Instagram.
Oh my gosh, I got chills.
Yes.
He actually plays music. He's like a musician, but he looks just
so
like
it's so funny because the videos of him are like, he's just like shredding guitar. And it looks like Zane.
He looks just like me.
That's so cool.
Imagine Zane playing an instrument.
It's Louis Texidor. Shout out to Louis. Getting the shout out.
Like just when you thought you're special, you know, just when I thought I was special, I look different. I look like every other bitch.
He looked like every
you look like every other bitch. And you know what? There's only going to be more and more to come. Did you see the one that I texted you today? The Purdue wrestler. Yeah.
Crazy.
A girl sent that in on the email. And
it's absolutely insane. I like just how we found that guy. I would like to find every single one of these guys. I want to be able to tag them. I just want to have them.
Or at least
in my
five
registry.
More. I just Speaking want of, five more so we could have them on.
Yes. Yeah. Fly them out.
Yeah.
That would
That'd be
so,
fun.
Okay. So I don't know if you do. Do you remember talking about making a TV show with all your doppelgangers?
Yeah. Well, I'm
like the Bachelor.
Right?
Like it's the Bachelor, but they all look like you. You know what I mean?
So it's the Bachelorette. So the girl goes for
right,
all
right.
the guys
and they
look
all
like
look
me.
Like you.
Got it.
Okay, so we were talking about that on the last
one. Yeah, we were.
Mariah and I realized that it already exists while she was editing the podcast earlier today.
Really? Like the show actually right now it exists?
Good question. I have no
idea. It used to be on it
so
looks like.
So, I went to look up Paulie and Vinny's show.
Okay.
To see the name of it. So I typed in Paulie and Vinny dating show. And another picture came up of Paulie on a different show called Game of Clones. And I was like, what the hell
what?
Is this? So I clicked it, and it's a dating show like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, and you date 8 doppelgangers, and you
How
have
crazy
and it's based
is
on
that?
Their personality.
And it's for both, like men and women.
Literally the exact show that we were talking about coming up with.
They all look like
They all
Vinny?
Look the same. No.
Or
so,
they all just happen
so
to look alike.
So basically, Paulie told the show his type, which was Megan Fox. So they brought out 8 people that resemble Megan Fox, and he has to pick one.
Wow. Interesting concept.
Well, we created it.
And of course it's Game of Clones.
It's such a good name.
Were we like drunk when we were talking about this shit? Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting because we really went into this. I was like, it'd be so good if you had a show with all your doppelgangers and a girl got to pick or whatever. Oh, we were going on and on about it.
I barely remember that.
I can't believe I came
up with that. That's such a good name. Like that.
If we were sober, we would have came up with that name. Easily. If we were sober.
We're clever enough. Yeah, we could have done
Game of Clones,
if we
right?
were thinking, yeah.
Now, Zane, if you were on Game of Clones, what would be your type and all of them would come out?
Who would they resemble?
Like, so who would be your Megan Fox if it was...
All of them look like Mila Kunis.
Really?
Every single one of them. Nice.
Yeah, he's had a crush on her for a long time.
People say that I resemble Ashton Kutcher. Even when I was younger, too, and they're together, so it's weird. That's how
it sounds weird, right?
I see that. That's cool.
I don't get it anymore. I got it when I didn't have a beard and I had longer hair. People said people would walk up to me and ask if I was related to Ashton Kutcher. I'm not lying.
I believe it. I'm being dead ass serious.
You post Ashton Kutcher on Is That Zane?
That's funny.
Guys. That's really funny.
You know who Mariah reminds me of? Since we're talking about celebrity lookalikes. Mariah reminds me of, what's her name from Parks and Rec?
Rashida Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I get it all the time. Yeah.
I think it's
the eyes and the bangs.
Especially when my bangs are down.
Yeah.
Everybody says I look like, and everyone says I look like Miranda from Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Kinda.
I have my bangs and my hair up.
Or the girl from Mean Girls.
I get that too.
What's her line? Say it. Just say it for me. Say it. You're a mean girl, Katie.
You're a bitch.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
People say I look like the kid from Meet the Robinsons.
You always look like a cartoon. You look like the chicken from Chicken Run.
I look like Fix It Felix.
You look like that one kid on Vine that...
to Chili's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Perkins twins.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, they're twins.
Yeah. You guys remember those Viners, right? You said twins, right? Twins?
Yeah, they're twins. Yeah.
Matt and I went to Six Flags one day, and Matt, there was about 4 or 5 times where someone walked by like, welcome to Chili's. Like, they thought Matt was...
Because I was wearing my glasses and I had bleach blonde hair. And then someone there thought I was Logan Paul. Oh my God, it's Logan Paul.
Everybody but Matt King.
People.
Yeah.
What a mess.
That's a stretch.
No, but times have changed. One time a pro football player bought me a drink when I was in Michigan. Have I said this story before?
Because he recognized you?
Oh, yeah. He goes, yo, man, you were on Vine. I was like, I was. He goes, can I buy you a drink, bro? I go, for sure. He's like, yeah, man, I'm a pro football player. I play for this team, whatever. I'm like, oh, cool, man. He goes, yeah, dude, I love that one Vine where you're like, welcome to Chili's.
And I was
like, no.
And like, it was right when they like served the drink. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite ones I ever did.
I got to finish this lie as long as I finish this drink. So
but he's like, no, say it. I want to hear it.
But I was like, well, let me tell you something. I'm actually not that guy.
But this was a big guy. He could have kicked my ass.
That's really funny.
I forgot what his name was.
That was a believable drink, Zane.
Yeah. Yeah,
interesting.
That was a really good, chug. Believable sound effect.
God, well. Do I have any doppelgangers?
You look like the guy from Impractical Jokers.
You look like every other bitch.
You look like David Foster Wallace.
That one's really, when I used to have long hair,
yeah,
that one's crazy.
But, and some people might be like thinking like, who is David Foster Wallace? David Foster Wallace was one of like the best writers of.
You kind of look like Michael Buscemi a little bit too.
Who the hell is Michael?
Like a David Foster Wallace.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
People say you look like Dylan Francis.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit.
I can see that.
But definitely Sal.
Sal who?
From Impractical Jokers.
A lot of people think I look like him.
I've never seen this man.
You've never seen
V-U-L.
Yeah, when I have nothing else to watch on TV.
Ouch.
Oh, is that bad? Was that bad? Sorry, that was really bad. It looks like a funny show. I've probably only seen like 2 or 3 episodes.
Mariah's dad.
My dad and Sal's dad are best friends. They work together in New York. And his sister used to babysit me when I was little.
That's crazy.
You know what? I can't wait to give Impractical Jokers now. Shout out to you guys.
Okay.
It's crazy that you're like weirdly connected with these people, like Bad Baby and
Sabalcano.
So, I'm connected to someone from Bon Jovi. They like went to my brother's communion party.
What?
Anyway.
Anyway, weird.
But anyway.
All right, weird flex.
All right, anyway.
Since we're being unfiltered this episode, I watched this movie tonight with Carly, The Turning. Very bad.
I did not think he was going to say
God.
That.
He said, unfiltered. It's very bad. Very bad. Whoa.
Well, normally I just wouldn't talk shit about anything, but like.
It's time.
I just feel like movies are just not very good these days.
That frustrates me when you say that. That Why? Movies, like movies, are just not good these days. That's what you said when he comes home from the movie, just going, they're just not good these days. And I'm like, hold on, what do you mean? He's like, I mean, when was just like the last time you saw a good movie recently? Here's the thing: what I think's happening to you, Zane. You're getting older.
Oh, here's the unfiltered. This is where it comes out.
You're getting older. You're getting more mature, and you're getting wiser, and your taste is refining. You ever like watch a movie when you were younger,
then
you rewatch it when you're older, it's not the same. As you get older, your taste, it's just expanding.
But like when I watch any other older movie, like I can't think of any right now,
Titanic, 50
First Dates, if that movie came out now, it'd still be a great movie.
Correct, because it is a good movie. Maybe you should stop going to bad movies and start seeing good movies.
But I'm trying out every movie that's out, you know, but like just none of them are,
well, you know what,
written very well.
It's, I personally think they're being lazy because no one's going to the movies anymore.
I think all the good writers and good people, like,
they're all on Netflix.
I think they're shifting
to Netflix.
That's true.
I always think the talent and good movies are out there. You just got to find them.
But Matt also likes bad movies too, so we can't really take Matt's word on anything.
Don't hate me, but I hated It. And Matt raved about this movie and said,
which
it was
one? Like, it part
the new
one?
One.
Yeah.
The adaptation from what it was, I think they did a good job.
Yes, and I agree because the book is then flip-flopping between themselves and their childhood and then the present and everything. And then you have to separate then that for the movie and make two whole different things.
Yeah.
And also, I get the pacing of
I think maybe because I didn't see the first one.
That's probably why.
I've read the book.
As a kid, I watched the first one.
Gotcha. I watched
the first one, that was actually a TV miniseries. That wasn't even like a full-on movie.
No, I watched the movie. The first one I watched was the movie.
Correct, but it's not a movie. It's like a 3-hour-long like miniseries thing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, my bad. I'm not trying to.
Thanks for ruining the podcast.
Thanks for listening, guys. That's enough.
Zane, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy your movie.
No, it's...
You Philistine.
No, it's... Sorry, I shouldn't have said that all movies suck, but like, it's crazy because me and Carly were watching this movie and then it just ended and it was... Me and Carly went, huh? And we heard like 10 other people around us go, huh? And for like a movie to do that to somebody, that's like... I feel like you have to really go out of your way to make it.
Was it like they were trying to leave you with like a cliffhanger, or it was just like
a
bad
ending?
No,
it was just like a bad ending. It was just what, like,
I hate that.
Yeah. And they invited us to watch it too, so I feel bad talking shit about it, but like I just give my honest opinion about it. It was just like a bad movie.
The reviews are going to come out and people are going to say it's a masterpiece. I'm going to be like, oh, guys, it's a masterpiece. I don't know what you were thinking. Well, Zane, I'm so sorry you didn't like it.
But it was funny though. On our way to watch that movie, we bumped into these kids. They were like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? We can't believe we didn't think we'd like bump into you on Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. And they're all just wearing like the same uniform. It was like a track outfit. I wasn't sure what it was. We're like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, guys, we just came out with a Netflix show. We're like, oh, what show? And they're like, Cheer. And I was like, oh, Carly, isn't that the show?
Because
Carly
you were
was just
talking about that, right?
Yes.
Carly was just
I
telling me about that
Cheer.
Show yesterday that like I should watch it because it was like a crazy documentary about cheerleading. I'm like, oh, about cheerleading. I mean, I'm not interested in cheerleading, but like Carly was saying that like
it's
for a documentary about
that.
Cheerleading,
right.
It was really fucking good.
It's more than cheerleading. Yeah.
It's more than cheerleading.
Yeah, Mariah was saying it was great.
It's amazing.
Don't they follow Cheer Athletics in the show? Is that the name of the gym? Cheer Athletics in like Corsicana, Texas?
It's in Texas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in my high school, what's like crazy is like, well, I'm from like the suburbs of Dallas. A handful of girls from my high school are part of that gym when we were in high school. So like
cool.
Our freshman cheerleading squad was like better than the varsity cheerleading squad because all those girls trained at Cheer Athletics. Athletics. And now it's amazing that this show, like, I like watched a bit of like the first episode, but I was like, oh my gosh, this is what like a lot of my friends did and went to that gym.
How does that, like, something like that get started? Like
cheerleading?
No, like a whole documentary like about them.
They are like national champions of junior college cheerleading, number one. Number two, someone on their team has been, she was like the first cheerleader to be super well known on social media. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it stemmed from her and they wanted to know her story. And she was like, well, I'm on the squad. That's what I'm thinking. Her name is Gabby. And she's been a superstar cheerleader. Everyone knows her, whether you're interested in cheer or not. Like, everyone knows who she is. She's kind of like the Charli D'Amelio of cheer.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, I think you already have this, like, I want to say a sport, basically. Yeah. You already have this sport that has been, like, so common and nationally known for such a long time. You have all these people that participate in it. And now you have these, like, internet superstars that are coming out from it. I think it was like kind of the perfect timing that people shined a spotlight on cheerleading.
I have so much respect for cheerleaders because it's really hard what they do. Like not just like the sideline cheerleaders, but like they
you know what's
star
crazy? The ones that where it's like the guy underneath and he like throws them up and catches them on
one
hand.
It doesn't look
like,
real.
That shit is nuts.
It's like magic.
It's insane.
People say it's not a sport. That's a sport. You tell
me
anybody that can fucking do that.
And it's trial and error every time and you're dancing with death, like learning those moves.
When they're like up and then they throw them and then they do the spins and then they catch, like what I did off of the Starbucks roof.
Carly was telling me though, it's crazy that you can't do it for the rest of your life. It's over once you're
college,
like what 26, 20. It's over because you can't keep doing it as an adult. You can't really go anywhere from there.
It's not like being a dancer. Like you could dance professionally. There's no cheering professionally unless you get
like
unless you're
into coaching or like working for
the industry. Yeah, you like
maybe a cheerleader for a football team, but that's it.
But it's also this skills. It's
the
same. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
being a like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, it's that you're a dancer. It's not, there's no stunting. It's just dancing.
I love the Dallas Cowgirl cheerleader show. Y'all, it's...
Oh, there's a show?
Oh, it's a show, and it's just like these Dallas girls auditioning
to
get...
Oh, of course, Matt loves it.
Why is it like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders? Like, why that team?
Because I think the Dallas Cowboys are one of the largest, most recognized teams, like, globally, and we're one of the most, like, profitable franchises out there, and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders have just always had the legacy of being the most prettiest girls on the field. So
y'all just Southern Belle. I bet you it's a cutthroat game up in that fucking
But the show, the thing is, I don't even watch it. Just Facebook suggests clips of it to me all the time.
Matt, you showed me it was on Facebook. Like that video of like them.
And these girls, it's like just like America's Next Top Model or something. And these girls just stress out over this job where they're not even going to get paid that well.
Their whole life is just revolved around,
and they're just
being
freaking out.
Team.
If their leg kicks aren't that high, like, I'm sorry, Kimberly, it's not going to work.
Oh my
You're
god,
a pretty
you know
girl,
what?
But.
You know what Matt would love? How am I drawing a blank? The
Kim
show that you
of Queens.
Kim of Queens.
Oh my gosh. Dude. I did not think to show him.
What
you
is it called?
Will
okay.
die.
Wait, let me explain it really quick. I got Heath hooked on it. It sounds so stupid. So it's you know the show like Toddlers and Tiaras?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's like she that, but it's like older people. Her name is Kim Gravel, and she owns like the best pageant training place in Georgia, and she just has the thickest country accent, and she's just all about tough love. Literally, like Matt, if he was a pageant coach. Like,
imagine Matt as like an older, just real Southern woman. Just it gives it to you exactly how you're gonna have it like this, and we're gonna put you out on the pancake.
But she coaches like little girls in this.
Yeah, like 14-year-old girls.
Remember Kiara?
I don't want to watch. Okay, but no, I want to watch her. I just don't want
to
watch.
I told Heath to reach out, and I would literally fly her out here to train you guys. Like she trains like you in speech. And interview and like
she's just so smart and like
she's so like
she's
just
really
wanna hear, I just want like Zane to talk in front of her because she's gonna just tell you
oh my
like there's like speech coaching and stuff like that like
making
sure so she just does everything
she does it all she's such a genius and she's so funny like so funny
well maybe we should hire her be a part of our team huh
oh my
unfiltered,
she would be the perfect like bow to unfiltered
she would run this. She'd be like Zane stop
she does that, she goes, all right
we need to run this back
just go all right and done for you
she's so
we're gonna
funny.
Pause think for a second reflect on what we're gonna say and then we're gonna say it
here's how you're gonna do it
what's the show on Lifetime
yeah
but
it's not
it...
any I think there was like three seasons
okay
we just watched it on YouTube
it's so funny I'll show you later It's really good. Kim, if you're listening.
Mariah and I just watched Don't Fuck With Cats last night.
Did you like it?
It was not what I expected at all. Thank you guys for recommending it.
Right?
Yeah, I liked how it was like, in a twisted way, like it was kind of like comedic a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be this totally serious, like.
I mean, it was very serious.
It was serious because it's twisted. Real. It was sad. It was really sad, but like I loved the people that they were interviewing.
Yeah, they had a really great personality.
They were so perfect for the documentary.
How did they?
It was like a movie though, watching it, right? It just didn't make sense. Because I thought while watching, I thought it was going to hit like a plateau. Like there's no way it's going to keep going.
It just got crazier and crazier.
And I feel like it ended perfectly.
Perfectly, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I mean, it's kind of fucked up to say because like, someone ended up dying for this documentary, but like I'm surprised a movie wasn't made out of that idea. Like it's just a fucking twisted.
Probably
ass.
Because there's so much into it that like when we watched, I didn't know it was a 3-part document. I thought it was just one thing. We just clicked play and then it like ended and it was starting episode 2 and I was like, oh shit, there's more to it.
Yeah.
Heath and I out loud the whole time were like, like gasping. We were like, no way. Like just out loud. That's when you know
like,
it's
it
good.
It made you mad. Like I remember like, I was so angry watching it, but then there was like happy points. There was like funny, but like it was a mix of emotions, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It made you want to be a part of it, right? Like you wanted to like investigate with them.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Yeah.
Because we're all
Mariah
so
loves
into
that shit.
Like investigating and like the way they were finding things out. I was like, I would do the same thing.
So cool. Like the extent that they went to go find them.
Like the fact that they took just a short video and like looked around the room to see where in the world this guy is. Like, I feel like we would have all done that. We would have all thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. They were geniuses.
I wish I knew about it at the time. I didn't see anything about
it. It wasn't that big of a deal. When they were looking for this cat murder, it wasn't that big of a deal. Again, the only people that knew were like the 9,000 people that were joined the Facebook page.
I can't believe I never heard of it.
And I feel like at the time, police didn't really care about that shit either, which is crazy.
I knew of the clip.
Really?
Like some people talk about it. And every time I heard somebody bring it up, I was always like, shut up. I don't want to hear anything about it because like the internet is already filled with like dark things.
Yeah.
Like, someone be like, oh my God, have you seen this video? And I like, not to show me, but just I've heard people talk about
it. I thought they were going to show it, and I was like, please, please, please.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to see
it. But they still kind of show it.
Yeah, I know.
They give you enough to give you the emotion to be pissed with
that.
And that's what they want to do.
Don't show me the cats. Like, I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
I think they just
want to be really, can't look at a kitten again.
Yeah, they just want to be raw with it. I think just want to show you how fucked up people are in this world. Because if they didn't show it, it wouldn't have hit you, like, as hard.
You know what my favorite person in the whole thing was the guy when he says, like, Edipacoke. Talking about the Canadian town, he's like, well, I found out that the Magnata guy was staying in Edipacoke.
It's like,
Canada.
Oh, where's Edipacoke?
Edipacoke.
Oh, it's
right here in Edipacoke. And I found out where the gas stations were right there in Edipacoke.
That was cool, though. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was really cool how he found that. Oh,
Edipacoke.
I liked the bikers in the first episode.
Yeah, the rescue.
I wish they stayed around.
Something.
Oh, the rescue pet guys.
Yeah.
We did talk a lot about this in another episode, so sorry if you're hearing this again. But again, we recommend you watch it.
Go watch
Watch it. It's very, very good.
Can we watch, like, as a group or like a watch club, like the Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix?
I had no idea about that. When I saw that on Netflix, I'm like, I've never heard of this guy. I've never heard of this story. It's this football player that apparently he like killed somebody, but like
he was like a pro football player who ended up like apparently murdering two people, from what I know.
Yeah,
Todd knows a whole bunch about it because I think it like happened out here in like California, and Todd was like, "Oh my gosh, I remember when that was happening." So, yeah, I really want
to
see it. We've gotten a lot of emails of people saying we should watch it. And I think it's just, I don't even think it's a mini release. I think it's just like a one sit down documentary. So
I would watch it.
I'm done.
Oh, it's a series. It's a series.
And if we're being unfiltered for this podcast again, there was something that I want to talk about. And it's not even that it made me like angry. I had no emotion. I was just like, what are you doing? The other night we got home and somebody had egged all of the cars on David's street and his house. And I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, okay, but like, why? Like, I was just like, are you five?
Yeah. And it's just kind of fucked up too, because when you egg someone's car and the yoke stays on the car, it just fucks up their paint. And now, like, they have to go, like, fix that shit. But,
and,
like,
it wasn't even just us. It was, like, normal neighbors on the street, too.
Exactly. And it's crazy because there's cameras all over the place. Like, we have their license
Every
plate.
Single house has cameras on the street.
Like, so the people that did it, we know what they look like. We know their license plate and everything. We can't get them in trouble if we want to.
But it's just like...
Breaking news.
What?
You're scaring me.
Did you guys feel an earthquake just now?
No.
Granada Hills,
magnitude 3.6, and it just happened like a few minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just giving you guys.
Did you guys feel that at all?
I never felt an earthquake.
It hits now. Woo!
Yeah. Mike texted me like 5 minutes ago and was like, "Did you just feel an earthquake?" And I was like, "No." And I just Googled it, and it's like, yeah, 3.6.
That's really close.
3.6 occurred right outside of Granada Hills.
Granada Hills is 5 minutes from here.
Yeah. So. I think
we checked the footage back, the cameras. I know.
We're just having laughs.
I think it's crazy that we are so overdue for like the biggest earthquake in history, and like we're just all just still here.
Just,
you know, we're gonna ride it out.
It's so scary.
It is, but bring it on.
Bring it on.
Like if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. But I don't know. I'm not gonna let that prevent me from.
Yeah,
all right,
Matt. Yeah, let's keep that energy when it fucking hits. Matt would be the first one.
Uh huh.
I don't know, but the thing is, there's nothing you can do it. So what are you going to do? Live your life in fear?
No, I'm not saying...
Be safe, have a plan, and hope for the best.
I just think it's crazy that we're willing to risk it, to be honest.
I can see Zane is a doomsday prepper. He's just got all this shit ready to go.
As he's sitting here, legs crossed with Christmas socks on.
What do you wear?
I feel. How would we do if the apocalypse comes, you know, zombie apocalypse, anything like that? The four of us. How would we do?
There ain't going to be the four of us. We're going to be splitting up.
Oh, that's true.
And so is the earth.
It's going to be chaos.
I know Heath would do well when it comes to like outdoor shit, camping, trying to survive out in the woods and shit. I know we'd be good with you for that. I know you got weapons, so we'd be good for that with that too.
I would take my truck.
Mariah is looking in the hallway again.
No,
is there someone
I'm
in the
just
house?
Waiting for like an aftershock now. Like I'm like, when is this gonna happen? Just
Zane, tell me what I'm good at.
Matt, you would not be good at surviving. I feel like
you can make a Boy Scout knot?
I'd be the guy in the library. I'm trying to find the vaccine.
The vaccine.
I feel like you'd know what to take, but you wouldn't be able to go get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good luck.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I feel like if the apocalypse is happening, you guys be coming to me having questions. Going, Matt, why? What do we need to do?
How do I get out of California?
I would just use my Google Maps. What do you mean?
I'd get a horse.
I would get
a modified
motorcycle and just lane split and just... Me and Mariah.
Dirt bikes. Let's go, babe.
She on my back. Just
Me and Jeff would take his little pocket scooter. You know, one with a pocket. Just Zane, in the pocket.
Oh, yeah. That shit got egged, too.
Zane gets on a bird.
Don't those go like 30 miles per hour, too? I wouldn't be able to skip anything.
They're pretty fast.
Yeah, back to the egg. I forgot we were
back to the egg.
It left circle scratches all over my car. Like, where the egg, like, hit, it just, like...
Because it just
left,
sat
like,
there.
A ring. And I don't know what happened.
Those stupid people, put your eggs to good use.
Oh, and you know,
make yourself
you know
some
really
breakfast.
Funny?
Make yourself some eggs and waffles and sausage.
Like, aren't you embarrassed?
It's not like, aren't you embarrassed? It's not like it was like premeditated. You could tell these kids didn't like go to the grocery store and buy eggs to go do it. Like they took it from their parents' house because they were like extra large brown eggs.
The
you know
expensive
what I mean?
Ones.
Like you wouldn't go buy the most expensive eggs at the grocery store to
you'd
go
get,
do
like,
it.
The cheap white ones, yeah.
Right. So it's like
that's really fun. That's a good observation.
And you stole your mom's eggs. You loser. Oh,
man, get help.
It's just silly.
I looked at the wrong camera. Get help.
Get help. Get some help.
Oh man.
Yeah,
well,
weak.
Get your life right.
What's an Earth sandwich?
Oh, y'all want to know what an Earth sandwich is?
What's
this
an
is
Earth?
So stupid, but I read about it in the news and
I thought you
it was
meant
really
to say
funny.
Earthquake and you like okay. wrote it wrong.
So like, what do you think an Earth sandwich is? And it's like this stunt that these guys try to pull off, and they were managed to do it.
All
Veg, like all.
Two pieces of the ground, with lava in between.
What?
Okay.
I literally couldn't make something up.
An earth sandwich is a sandwich made out of earth, completely edible.
A vegetarian sandwich.
Okay, no, so all these guys got together. They like met on the internet and they were like, okay, let's try to make like an earth sandwich. And so one of them got like a piece of bread and the other one got a piece of bread and went on the other side of the earth 20,000 kilometers the exact coordinates on earth and then put the bread down on the ground and then took pictures. And so they like were the first people to make like an earth sandwich. It's so stupid, but I think it's so funny.
That's really cool though.
That's creative. It's so cute. Random.
Yeah.
It's quirky.
It's quirky. They're
so different. It was in New Zealand and in Spain, and that's where they made the earth sandwich.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, really cool. Wow. It's kind of cool.
So they just took a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Like, look, put it side just by like side. Right there with their bread.
Why does his bread look like that?
I think, well, they
why does it look like that?
It's pumpernickel.
Can I tell y'all something?
Sure.
I'm going to get surgery.
Oh, my God. He's getting tits.
Oh, why do you think I'm getting tits?
What are you getting?
Wait,
Matt?
What? Getting something what do you think? Done? What cosmetic?
What do you think?
You're going to get your big ears back. You realize that you should have never got rid of them.
No. I like my ears.
Hold on. Turn.
Wait, is it cosmetic?
Turn.
It's cosmetic?
Oh, my God. He's getting a nose job.
No, I'm not getting a damn nose job. Oh, how dare you think my nose
is
beautiful.
You're getting a knee reduction.
A knee reduction. No. I'm going to get LASIK.
Okay.
You should throw a party like Stassi.
Oh, my God. Tell me how.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she did.
Wait.
You know what it looks like, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I've done my research.
What
LASIK does, like how they do it?
They shave down a layer.
Okay. Your eye.
Zane didn't know what LASIK was.
They cut the front of it off, and then they peel it back, and then they laser it. And then they fold it back on.
Oh,
and you're awake during all of it.
And guess what? You have perfect vision after it. And you never have to wear glasses or put in contacts for the rest of your life. I am sick of being a slave to my contacts and glasses. It is constantly.
It has taken over your life.
You know what I mean? It just it's just makes my eyes uncomfortable. It's disgusting. I hate that I have to take these like little silicon lenses out of my eyes and put them in water
risk getting the surgery done?
Oh, very, sure, very, very, very but, small. Oh, okay. If you have, say, like severe nearsightedness and you already have a really thick, intense prescription, yeah, there are some risks. If you already have like an eye disease or some abnormality in your eye, high risk. But very, 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 very rare has there ever been.
Okay. Well,
but like, I read all of these like testimonials from people who've gotten LASIK, and the tone of them are always like, best decision I ever could have made in my life. Get LASIK, get LASIK, get LASIK. And not only it's what I've read, it's the people that I've talked to.
Weird.
And guys, I really want to, but like I watched that and I was like, I'm so scared.
Yeah,
I
what? It looks so scary. Do more research and read and talk to people who've done it. So
I know a bunch of people who did it. I would love it. I'm tired of it too.
I don't need it, but do it with me.
What also is so scary is like how cheap it is.
Yes.
How cheap is it?
Like, it can range from like $3,000 to $6,000, but like, or even $2,000.
Cut your eye open, laser the front of your eye off, throw your eye back, and then you're good.
But your eye is one of your fastest healing organs. I think you have this like idea that it's your eye and it does feel so sensitive.
Idea.
You're you're sedated. There's already a solution on your eyes that prevents you from blinking. And everyone says there's no pain, little to no pain. It just feels a little uncomfortable for a few seconds.
Matt, why are you getting worked up? All I'm saying is it seems scary. Because
I want you to go under the knife with me.
No, I really want to get it. I'm scared.
But I think I want to get it now.
Zane, you don't even wear glasses.
Everything done.
So I obviously know that's silly that I'm saying I'm getting surgery and it's LASIK. It's a very minimally invasive surgery. But I just don't want to have to deal with contacts.
It's crazy how like instant it is. Like once it's done, you can just see perfectly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
More people do it then?
Because it is expensive and it's the risk and it's your eyes and you only get two eyes once. So
yeah. Okay.
Some people get one eye done because they're too paranoid about like losing their eye, or like so they get one and let it heal, and if it works good, then they go back and get the other one.
Even thinking like that scares me. Like knowing that okay, I might lose this one eye, so I'll just do one eye. That's
so slim.
No, I'm saying having that mindset must be terrifying.
I talked to my eye doctor the last time I just went home for Christmas about it, and he highly recommends it. He got it done. But he said I was like, what if you're like looking because you like have to look at like the light or whatever and you can't move your eye? Like, because they're lasering it and you have to keep your eye super still.
And you think you'll be like you would be so tempted to like just look around.
Or just like on accident. Like, so, I don't know.
I think you're.
And he was like, you're so scared and so conscious that you know if you move your eye, it's going to laser the wrong spot of your eye.
Yeah.
That you will not move it.
How did you find out Destination 5?
Uh-huh.
You should watch that movie before you get it.
It's like,
Zayn would go under and like an earthquake would happen and he'd be like, no!
Well, that's what, no, what happened in
what
Final
if?
What happened in Final Destination 5 was that the water got into like the, the electricity.
She
and
was
then
like,
the,
hello?
And the laser went up like in degrees and it started like just piercing her eye. Like
to live in your brain, Zane. To live in your brain.
It's not my brain. It's in. That's what happened.
I know,
the movie.
But the thing is, my brain. I forget all that stuff. It doesn't stay with me. But for you, you're like Final Destination film. You could like you remember every single scene. Like
maybe that's why you're so scared of flying too.
Because that happened in the first movie. I think Final Destination controls my life.
I think Final Destination scares me the most is like soap on the ground.
It was sunscreen.
Like, remember the guy who like sunscreen. He slips and then like
I mean, I feel that was the most unrealistic death of the whole entire series.
I know that one sticks with me all the time because it just is him just hanging out his bathroom and then it all starts.
The one that stuck with me was the wire.
I think
that's the one.
That was the first one.
That's
what he's
talking
in
the bathtub and he accidentally like, trips.
No. It was like a like the like the wire like outside like
the train. Is it the train?
Or is it the drive-through?
Oh, the drive-through.
Oh, the
engine goes through. Okay, we got
and
it.
Like,
all right.
The tanning bed one? That's how Stoss and Kels die.
Oh, no.
Did you hear about the lady that, like, she went to the eye doctor and they found, like, 28 contacts behind her
head?
I
don't believe that.
What?
No way.
Oh, that's just
because she, like, never went to get her eyes checked and they and there was,
she
like...
She just kept falling asleep with her
contacts
in.
Oh, my God. You have
27,
to.
Sorry.
Like, a doctor finds 27 contacts in a woman's eye. Oh, and it was in the UK. I got, you know, doctor, I got something behind my eye. I don't really know what it is or how to see it.
I'm just going to die, mate. Got 28 contacts behind my lips.
There's a picture. Dude, they're like
laying. There's a picture of all the contacts.
They're just stacked up.
Contact lens challenge.
Right, like
100 layers of contacts.
Yeah.
It just goes someone all the way up.
And Jenna Marbles
does it. You can see
it.
Like the you can
it's
see
a,
the
it's
moon.
A telescope.
Oh my God!
I think I can see Pluto.
Pluto. Oh, sorry with the echopelia.
Echocardiopathy.
God.
Oh God.
Like, I can see
Pluto. 27 contacts.
So when are you going to get the surgery done?
I kind of want to do it like first week of February.
February.
What?
Man, I get it done. It's completely red. The whole eyeball.
I'm just
red.
Back in like. Wait, sorry guys, I can't pull up the clips or keep up notes anymore. But I'm just happy to be here. So how crazy was last week?
You know, in Matilda, the eye patch that the mom wears, but there's eyes on it. That's
what. Are you gonna wear eye patches or sunglasses?
Oh, wait, you're talking about Matilda, the frog, a sleeping mask?
Yeah.
His brain
like,
is crazy.
I know Matilda so well, that movie. I'm like, hold on, it's not an eye patch. But Zane, are you going to take care of me?
Of course. I always take care of you when shit happens.
I got so hungry out of nowhere.
You just never ask me. You always have Carly and Aaron do that shit.
You know what? I have a girlfriend now, so.
Oh, yeah. Let her fucking take care of you.
Okay.
That is head over heels in love. Mm. Let me just tell you.
Oh,
he definitely makes you remember you don't have a
I
girlfriend,
think it's cute.
You know?
I like it.
Matt came up with a really good idea for the next podcast.
Well, we've been getting a lot of requests to do it. It's like every three emails, people are like, do a Supernatural episode.
So we're going to give it to you.
So we're going
to
be so natural. You guys are
I'm showing up without any makeup.
And authenticity
here,
is
and here's
be.
How it's, I kind of see it going. You know, guys, you guys send in all of your paranormal emails. And let me say, I read all of them and I love it, but I hate it because I'm like, y'all give me nightmares. They sent me the freakiest stuff. And I want to say thank you so much for it. We're going to take a big deeper dive into some of those and we'll be sharing some of your experiences. Mm-hmm. We will be sharing some of our own individual experiences.
Ooh, we have some and crazy then, experiences.
And I'm recommending that we try to go do some encountering with the third kind.
Okay, we can do
before
that.
Before the next episode.
Have you ever been ghost hunting?
No. If you guys know of anything in the LA area that you think we should go experience, whether that's ghost sightings, alien stuff, anything.
Isn't that just inviting?
Even if we have to stay the night.
Your life, you know? Like,
even if we have to stay the night, I'm down for it. Because I think we'll have a great experience.
Don't they get like hooked onto you?
Sam and Colby unfiltered.
Okay,
right.
Cool. Well,
all right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys, as always, for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
Give us a 5-star in the podcast app. Mm-hmm. Rate it, baby. It helps.
He noticed we're dropping on the charts.
No, we're not dropping. You guys are all still tuning in, which makes us happy. So as long as you guys are doing that, then we're going to keep
baby, the Pod Squad is getting bigger and bigger. And
the Pod Squad, the Pod Squad fam.
Yeah, they're all the Pod Squad.
Come on, we got to get rid of the squad in our names, huh? We didn't even come up with a term, Vlog Squad. It was just kind of handed to us. Let's whatever, Pod Squad. Pod Squad it is.
Pod Squad.
Unfiltrinators.
Unfiltrinators.
Oh my God.
I like that.
Yikes.
Or coffee beaners. Coffee beans.
Or like Same. Pod racers. Like Star Wars.
No.
Pod racing.
No.
I don't know. We'll work we on really it. Like yeah, on we bad, love you guys.
No, you want to know what's ending on a bad note?
Let's all try to harmonize.
All right, well, guys, thanks for tuning in. We post
5, 6, 7, 8.
We post the audio form on the podcast and Spotify app and the video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Also, buy our merch. It's still up on the App Store or still up on Fanjoy.
It's still up on Spotify.
Fanjoy.com/Zane and Heath. I know it was sold out. You guys couldn't find your size, but we told them to restock it.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got hoodies, t-shirts, phone cases, coffee mugs.
Yes, we do. Look at it. They're so cute. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We love you so much.
And we'll see you next Monday.
Big kisses.
Besos.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.